Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Stronghold of Happiness, the final episode, where great celebrations take place, old wounds are healed, and the trials of the past are turned around in a most unexpected and extraordinary way.
Woodley House, Christmas Eve, 1945.
Thanks for looking after Georgia this afternoon, Mum.
No trouble, my dear. She was good as gold.
That's good. She's fast asleep now, bless her. I hope Peter's all right. He was due to phone at 5.
I'm sure he's fine, my dear. There's a reason for it, no doubt.
Here come the travellers now.
Oh, my darling. What a wonderful surprise. But how did you get here?
Sorry I didn't phone, my love, but I'd have missed the train if I'd delayed any longer. It was all so sudden, you see. The RAF office had miscalculated my leave, and so once I heard the news, I rang for a taxi, and here I am.
So you were on the same train as Mrs. Trent?
He was. I was so surprised when I saw him walk past my carriage.
This really is a family celebration. Now, what's this your good news I've been hearing about?
Sorry, Elle, but I had to tell Peter. I just couldn't contain it any longer.
That's fine. You can break the wonderful news then, darling. But would you like a drink first?
Thanks, my love, but I'll be fine. My head's in a bit of a whirl, actually. But first of all, I would like to say how wonderful it is to be here with you all at Christmas in peacetime.
I'll drink to that, son.
Cheers, Dad. In the RAF, it was always a good day when we could say none of our aircraft are missing. And I think I will always console myself with those words, because nothing can be as bad as the madness of war. And now what Ella has discovered today is a miracle. A huge miracle. If you don't mind, darling, can I hand over to you?
Of course, my love. Well, just after 10 o'clock this morning, as I was reading through the old estate documents, I came across some information which is, well, beyond belief, really.
Just wait till you hear this.
In short, the document said that the Downside estate had been leased to the Harrington family in 1840 for 100 years. The lease was signed by Edward's great-great-grandfather, Clarence Spencer, who, along with the Woodley estate, was the rightful owner of the Downside estate at that time.
Oh, well, I never did.
I know. From Clarence, it was passed down through the family until Edward willed it to Peter. After speaking to Mr. Robson, our solicitor in Sandham, I drove down to his office and handed over the documents to him.
Yeah, and he managed to prolong the agony a bit longer.
Yeah. Frustrating though it was, he had to check it all carefully and then speak to Mr. Etherington from the army. 2 hours later or so, I heard that the documents were genuine.
That's so exciting, Ella!
It is, Mum. But, as we all know, the army had taken over the Downside estate for the duration of the war, and, in fact, Mr. Etherington said that the army had hoped to keep the estate.
Well, what did I tell you?
And to think our parson promised us we'd go back.
It is like I've always said, you can't trust parsons or politicians. Both of them can tell a tale.
It's all right, Mum and Dad, because Mr. Robson pointed out that when Squire Harrington signed the paperwork handing the estate to the army, he was, in fact, not the legal owner, the lease having expired in 1940.
Fancy that. You ought to charge him for some rent then, Peter.
Not a bad idea, Dad. But seriously, because of the unexploded shells, we'll not be able to return to Downside Estate for some time. Sadly, some of the houses and cottages have been badly damaged.
That's right. Mr. Robson told me that Downside House was damaged, and also one of the cottages by the sea, but that the cottages in Downside Alley were unscathed, which is a miracle.
Ah, I always said that Downside Alley was my ancestral home. And now it is.
I'm so pleased for you, Mum and Dad. And I just wanted to add that, as you know, Ella's dream is to build a refuge for women and girls in need. And I wonder, my darling, whether you could consider having Downside House rebuilt and turned into that refuge.
I think that's a wonderful idea, Peter. It would be the fulfilment of my vision.
I was hoping that's what you'd say, my love. And something else I was thinking, perhaps we could call the refuge Edward House.
My God, that's the perfect name for it.
Just a few minutes more for a Q&A, everyone. Then we'll run the last scenes.
I was wondering about Georgia. How does she feel about you doing the play?
She's all for it. And she says any publicity for the refuge can only be good.
She's extraordinary, really. When she was a teenager, we told her that I was not her biological father, but explained that I loved her very much.
Yes, and very touchingly, she said that all her life she had felt so wonderfully loved, and that, as far as she was concerned, that was all that mattered.
Quite right. Incredible story, by the way. But how long was it until you got Downside Alley back?
Peter's parents and many more of the evacuees returned at Christmas 1946. Downside House was rebuilt, and by 1947 we had 12 women and lots of children living there.
Do you fund everything yourself?
Well, mainly, although some of the funds have been raised from events.
A childhood visit by me to the Minack Theatre in Cornwall in 1932 ignited my love of live theatre, which inspired me to do something similar at Downside Cove.
Every year for the last, 50 years, I suppose, we've had a local theatre group come and perform. We've raised lots of money for Edward House through that.
Brilliant. What I was going to ask you is, does Georgia get involved with the estate?
She certainly does. She's been the manager ever since Peter retired. And her daughter, Nancy, will take over from Georgia later this year.
We count ourselves as very, very fortunate.
We certainly do.
And Ella's wish to help others, to give them a sanctuary in their time of need, has had a significant effect on all our lives in a most rewarding way.
Just a few minutes more, everyone.
May I ask one last question, please?
Go ahead.
Ella, in my role as your younger self, I quoted some words of Virginia Woolf, written in a tribute to Thomas Hardy. I'm intrigued to know what that was about.
Well, when Virginia wrote, "The peasants are the great sanctuary of sanity, the country the last stronghold of happiness," she was referring to the country characters in Hardy's novels, such as Jan Coggan, Henry Frey and Joseph Poorgrass. She said that they composed a pool of wisdom, a fund of perpetual life.
She's right on the button there. And thankfully, the stronghold of happiness still exists. Well, in this part of Dorset, at least.
Interesting. Greg, did you want to ask something?
Yes, cheers. I'm interested in how the 151 Wing's mission to Russia came about. It's not something I've heard of.
It was top secret, Greg. The wing's primary role was the defence of the naval base at Murmansk, allowing supplies to get through and, of course, delivering the Hurricanes. Although 151 Wing returned home a few months later, the deliveries continued until the war ended.
I see. What was the crossing like, Peter?
Hellish. The massive waves were turbulent and treacherous. Churchill called it the worst journey in the world. He was right.
I guess you were sick.
Yes. It was so rough you had to lash your belt to the stanchion to stop you going overboard. Everyone was ill.
Did your ship have any protection?
Yes. When we were north of the Arctic weather station at Bear Island, we met our naval escort. We had 24 naval craft around us. Reassuring, but rather worrying.
I bet. So, thinking about the reason for the wing going to Murmansk, was it deemed a successful mission?
Very. Through the mission by the RAF, Britain secured one of its most significant victories of World War II.
Fascinating stuff, Peter. Before we wrap up your incredible story, we're going to go to Downside Alley for three last scenes, where we'll hear about what happened on that momentous day when the Women's Refuge was opened. The lawn in front of Edward House, 1947.
Well, what a day! I'm in awe of you both. You never gave up on your dream.
Thanks, Hannah.
It's just so wonderful to see everyone settling in so well.
Looks like your journalist is here. I'll go and give the tea ladies a hand. See you later.
Ah, is it Mr. Blashinwell?
Indeed. And you must be Mr. Samways, the new owner of Downside Alley.
Along with my wife, yes. Thank you for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. The refuge is quite something, you know.
Thank you. Sadly, there is great need for such places.
Women's rights have been neglected for too long.
Yes, I see. Tell me about the holiday homes.
They're for underprivileged families from all backgrounds.
Sorry to interrupt, but your father is here, Ella.
Hello, Ella. The taxi man told me that the estate has a new owner.
The lounge, Edward House, soon after.
Look, I know I wasn't the best father, or husband, come to that.
Mother adored you.
Sometimes in life, it takes something bad to happen to bring out the best in a person.
Sometimes, yes. Will you come back as our doctor?
No. The war may be over, but there's still much work to be done. At least I can be of use in London.
Well, there's always room for you here. Come and see the Life Theatre in July.
Thank you. I just want to say that what you're doing here makes me very proud of you, Ella.
Thank you, Father. Now come and meet Peter.
It's about time I did.
The lawn. Edward House. Later that evening.
What a perfect day it's been, my darling. All made possible by wonderful you. And to think that I almost...
That's all gone, my love. Just look at the lights of Edward House twinkling before us. All the shame and pain of the past has gone. This rebuild is a rebirth.
You're right. Let's tie a bow on the past and look forward to the future and its unknown challenges with fortitude and excitement.
Together we will face whatever comes, my love. I mean, when you think of all the trials and heartaches we've been through, it's amazing to think we've come safely through it all.
Yes. And so has Downside Alley.
Georgia on my mind, Georgia on my mind, Georgia, Georgia, just a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
Introductions by Oliver Hickey. The play director, played by Tom Archer. Peter Samways Sr., played by Barry White. Ella Samways Sr., played by Chrissy White. Peter Samways Jr., played by Harry Cockerell. Ella Samways Jr., played by Tilda Sampson. Hannah Butt, played by Amelia Chorley. Charles Harrington, played by Jordan Wiseman. Godfrey Harvey, played by Peter Allison. Archie Samways, played by Brian Caddy. Jane Samways, played by Joy Parsons. Sergeant Edward Spencer, played by David Parsons. Alice Samways, played by Sue Lofthouse. Fred Samways, played by Rod Whitmore. Sophie Harrington, played by Eva Stadden. Cedric Smythe, played by Mike Stadden. Mrs. Trent, played by Davina Symes. The Soldier, played by Tom Archer. Mr. Blashinwell, played by Mike Stadden. The play was recorded and produced by Andy Wirth, and directed by Davina Symes.